This is the first recording in a series of recordings on Mosaic. Today is the 3rd of June, 2025. I'm Mike Dilger. In this recording, I'm going to explain what Mosaic is and why I'm working on it. Most of the recordings in this series are intended for developers, but this one is intended for general audiences. As a user, this recording will help you to understand whether it makes sense for you to use, fund, or otherwise get excited about Mosaic or applications built on Mosaic. So what is Mosaic? Mosaic is a social application base layer. There are many kinds of social applications: chat, blog, video streaming, etc. Whether it looks like X, Telegram, Discord, Facebook, Instagram, or Reddit, these are all social applications. Most deal with text, some with images, some with videos, some are more real-time than others. But what makes an application a social application is simply that it connects users over the internet. Users seeing and engaging with content that was created by other users is the fundamental value proposition of a social application. This is in contrast to something like a spreadsheet where the user doesn't interact with other users. So what is a base layer? Well, it is a set of well-defined data structures, a network architecture, and a protocol. So why have a base layer? Because it allows multiple social applications to interoperate with each other without redefining the same kinds of things. It solves the shared problems they all have in a unified, interoperable way. So what is special about Mosaic? What does it offer? First of all, it is a social application base layer. As far as I'm aware, there are no others. The various social applications out there all start from scratch. They don't really interoperate, hardly at all. Noster is very close to a base layer, but the Noster spec doesn't make that clear. You have to pick out a number of optional NIPs to form the base layer. Like Noster, Mosaic offers self-service, or sovereign, as some people call it, identity, as well as decentralization and censorship resistance. Self-service sovereign identity means that users can create their own accounts and do not rely on any authority to approve or moderate their account. And in Mosaic, there is no federated server you need to tie yourself to. You can move your data as often as you like, and you can run your own servers if you want. Users own and control their own account and their own data. Decentralization means there is no central infrastructure which could be taken down or perverted to corrupt the functionality of Mosaic. Censorship resistance means that it is difficult for anybody to censor anybody else. How Mosaic provides these things will be discussed in detail throughout this series of recordings, but we will discuss them at a high level in this recording. Where did Mosaic come from? Mosaic is a successor to Noster. Noster is a social media protocol base layer itself, and Mosaic is a further iteration on Noster. I can't say that Mosaic is Noster 2.0 because Noster isn't migrating to Mosaic. Noster and Mosaic are separate. But Mosaic is designed to solve problems that Noster developers have encountered. Basically, as a Noster developer, I've been collecting a series of things that I wish we had done differently. Some of them could still be done in Noster, but probably won't happen for lots of reasons. And some of them are such breaking changes that they are nigh impossible to backpatch into Noster. And some are just my personal differences of opinion about how things should be. I was hoping that eventually we could get them all, or at least mostly, into Noster. So I collected these changes that couldn't easily be made to Noster into a GitHub repository I called Noster Next. And over time, people from both inside and outside of the Noster community talked to me about developing a successor protocol. In fact, I'd say about five people kind of pushed me to do it. At first, I resisted because I didn't want to fork the community, a small community that didn't have enough gravity and network effect. Splitting a small community into two protocols would just detract from the goal of reaching some kind of network effect tipping point. But over time, I've decided that this hang-up wasn't well-founded. Noster growth stalled. It isn't clear that the network tipping point is necessary for Noster to be useful. It's useful right now. It no longer made sense to hold myself back from making improvements just because of this worry. Breaking improvements. So even though I haven't figured out a clean way to make Noster and Mosaic play well together, and there might not be a clean way, we may have to use a bridge like is done with Mastodon, I'm not letting that hold me back either. So for you users listening to this, if you want to get onto a social media system that has self-service, sovereign identity, and censorship resistance, I encourage you to look into using Noster. You can use Noster today, and many thousands of people do. As for Mosaic, well, Mosaic is still just an idea, a draft specification, and some code that isn't ready yet. Okay. What specifically does Mosaic provide at the base layer? Mosaic provides the following. An identity specification, including key management, rollover, subkeys, and revocation. A locator specification for locating users and servers. A record format for encapsulating application data, a client-server protocol for submitting and fetching select records, and general support for application layers. I'll talk now briefly about each of these. Identities in Mosaic are simply key pairs. They are based on the ED25519 EDDSA elliptic curve. Users can simply generate a key pair and start participating. That is what I mean when I say Mosaic uses self-service sovereign identity. Mosaic also specifies how to bind master keys to subkeys, and Mosaic is designed to work with both a master key for user identification and a subkey for signing and verification throughout. Records have both public keys embedded in them. Mosaic also specifies how to revoke and roll over subkeys. Mosaic does not yet have a means for recovering from a lost or compromised master key, but some kind of least bad recovery of that situation will likely be eventually added. The intent is to keep your master key very safe and to use your subkeys for daily activities, generally using one subkey per device. The Mosaic locator specification is how you go from a public key that you don't know anything about to downloading parts of the person's social media data. We use the BitTorrent mainline DHT to jump from an ED25519 public key to a set of server public keys. Then we use it again to jump from a server public key to a set of server endpoints. Then we connect to one or more of those endpoints and ask for the user's data that we are interested in. At any time, servers can move endpoints. DNS is not necessarily involved. These endpoints can be IP addresses and ports, or DNS addresses and ports. They can be Tor onion sites. And at any time, users can move between servers. They may wish to clone their data when they move, but other than that, they can just update their records saying which servers they've moved to. This eliminates the lock-in that allows servers to get away with mistreating their users. The Mosaic record format is a binary structure that serves as a header atop a social application's payload data. It manages both master public key and device public key, hash, signature, timestamp, unique ID, semi-unique address for replacement or versioning, depending on how the application layer wishes to use it, general flags for servers to know how the record should be handled, application-specific flags, tags that add data such as references to people, references to servers, or references to other records, and then, of course, the payload itself. The Mosaic client-server protocol is a series of binary structured commands for uploading and downloading data, including subscribing to data that hasn't even arrived yet and receiving it the moment that it does arrive, without the necessity of polling. Filters are specified that work kind of like a simplified SQL command would. The protocol happens over a duplex stream communication. This can be anything, but code is being worked on for running directly on QUIC. But there will also be code for running on WebSockets on HTTPS, mainly to support Tor onion sites. Since server endpoints can be IP addresses, certificates can be self-signed by the server, ED25519 key. The DNS name is not the trustworthy thing, the key pair is. So either self-signed or what is called raw public key can be used. In this way, DNS rug pulls are impossible. Some of the Mosaic general support includes things like following lists, who follows who, user profile records that include their name and bio and such, flags indicating how a server should handle a record, such as only allowing the author to download it, or that it is transient and shouldn't be stored, and in general, any social application feature that is likely to be shared among multiple social applications. There are just a few more things to cover, and then I'll wrap it up. Mosaic uses a client-server architecture, as opposed to peer-to-peer. The main reason for this is that Mosaic servers are expected to remain online all the time. Of course, there will be downtimes, but there is an expectation of availability. We have failover built in, but nonetheless, peer-to-peer generally doesn't provide the same expectation of availability. It's also the case that with peer-to-peer architectures, hole punching can be difficult and an external stream relay is necessary anyways. Note that Mosaic does not provide IP layer privacy. It is not hiding your IP address. IP layer privacy is a problem almost entirely orthogonal to social media. Users can use VPNs or Tor to achieve IP layer privacy while using Mosaic. Just put Mosaic on top of your IP privacy layer and you're good to go. If IP privacy were designed into Mosaic, it would likely be inappropriate or inadequate. By not specifying that layer, users can find and utilize the best IP privacy technologies they can and swap them out without requiring any support from the Mosaic layer. Of course, if any aspect of Mosaic impedes or defeats IP privacy, then of course Mosaic needs to be designed in a way to not do that. Another issue with sovereign identity is that because anybody can create an account and nobody can be censored, that means spammers and scammers cannot be stopped. This is actually fine. It just needs to be understood how to deal with these situations. For example, one could simply download social media data from users that they know and follow, and ignore all the rest, like the comments below a blog post. Or they could allow comments, but only of people that they follow. Or maybe friends of friends is okay. Or maybe you use a Bayesian filter to allow comments from strangers that pass the Bayesian filter. Maybe you then add a mute list for when something passes through the spam filter that you don't want. Email has had the spam problem for ages, and they've handled it well enough so far. Not great, but they're handling it. Social media can do strictly better than email because we have a social graph that you can infer trust relationships from. Also, clients can punt to the servers, only utilizing servers whose administrators keep the server clean of certain kinds of content. And of course, the client can do the spam filtering itself. Labeling also presents itself as a way to utilize the trust of the social graph to identify harmful, misleading, or spammy content, and is a feature that can be provided in the base layer. So I'm very optimistic about spam and moderation. On Nostr, it has never been a significant issue as long as you use a good client. And that's basically Mosaic in a nutshell. On GitHub, I'm working on several repositories currently. Nostr Next repository that I mentioned earlier is just a dumping ground of ideas. The Mosaic spec repository is a reasonable draft, but subject to change, and it will change. Mosaic Core repository is a Rust library that will eventually be tied into many languages such as Go, Python, and JavaScript. It has core types, records, and filters now, but is still probably missing a lot of necessary functionality and is expected to change. The Mosaic Store LMDB repository is a very efficient storage engine for Mosaic records that is still in development. I feel like I'm just a few days away from it working for the first time. There are no Mosaic clients yet. There are no Mosaic applications built on top of Mosaic yet, so these are early days. I'm recording this on the 3rd of June, 2025. As time progresses, I may have to come back and re-record this episode to provide updated information. Okay. Well, everybody is welcome to contribute and to read, use, and otherwise do whatever you want with the Mosaic code and spec. It is all 100% open source under the MIT license. So that's it for today. Cheers.